Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, people of God. This is the day, hallelujah, that the Lord has made. And I will, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Because it's a beautiful and awesome day and a good day, amen, to be saved, sanctified, set free, and full of the Holy Ghost. Yes, this is a good day to be on the Lord's side, which is the best side for us to be on. Amen. This is another weekly podcast from Deacon Mario McGill, where it's all about building the kingdom of God here on earth and always lifting up the name of Jesus. Jesus said in his word, amen, that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So on this podcast, on this weekly podcast, amen, I want to encourage you and inspire you with the word of God. And if there is a word that I would like to share, it would be hold fast, to the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23. Yes, people of God, we are in a time and in a season where we have to hold tight, to what we confess. Yes, you and I have to hold tight to the hope that we have in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because Jesus is faithful of his promise. Hallelujah. The word of God tells us in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 13 through 19, amen, it says, when God made a promise to Abraham, because he could swear or promise by no other greater, he swore and promised by himself. Yes, people of God, God is a promise keeper. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. God is a promise keeper. He said in his word in verse 14 of Hebrew, amen, chapter 6, he said, surely blessing, I will bless you. And multiply, I will multiply you. Amen. See, people of God, God is about to bless you. Hallelujah. God is about to multiply you in every area of your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The word says that after he, meaning Abraham, had waited patiently, endured. Amen. Somebody should say that. We have to patiently endure some stuff. Amen, in this life. And the word of God said, after he waited patiently, he attained it, the promise. Hallelujah. Yes, people of God, there is a promise for you from the Lord. Verse 16 of that same chapter in Hebrews, it said, for men indeed swear by greater, and an oath for confirmation is from them, and the end of all disputes and arguments. But God is determined to show a more abundantly to the heirs of his promise. And yes, people of God, we are heirs. We are descendants of Abraham, the father of faith. And we also are joint heirs, hallelujah, to Christ. So God shows us a more abundantly promise, the immutable of his counsel, confirmed by an oath. So not only, people of God, hallelujah, that God has given us a promise, but God has given us his oath. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Verse 18 says and tells us that by two immutable things, meaning immutable means not subject to change. The immutable things which is impossible for God to lie. Hallelujah. That we may as believers might have strong comfort, hallelujah, who have fled for the refuge in God to lay hold of the hope that's set before us. Yes, people of God, we have a hope today that's set before us, and our hope is in God. And that hope that we have in God is an anchor, and a rope that will keep our souls both sure and steadfast and which enter to the presence behind the veil. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People of God, I want to encourage you to hold fast to your confession of hope. No matter what things may be looking like in your life right now, God has given you a promise. Come on now. God has given you a promise that he will never leave us nor forsake us. Thank you, Jesus. There are too many people, amen, in this day and time that is wavering from their confession that they confess in Christ. People, amen, are allowing what they go through to cause them to waver in their faith. My God. See, people of God, I want to encourage you on this podcast today is that we have a great high priest who have passed it through the heavens. Amen. Jesus, the Son of God. So let us hold fast to our confession. People of God, men and women of God, for we do not have a high priest, who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses. Amen. I'm going to say that again. We do not have a high priest, amen, which is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was at all point tempted as we were, but yet without sin. Yes, Jesus had the same temptations and weaknesses in the flesh as us, but Jesus, hallelujah, did not waver in his confession and who he said he was. Amen. He did not waver or change his mind in the mission and calling and work in ministry that he will sit down here on earth to do. In the book of Philippians, chapter 2, 9, 5 through 9, hallelujah, it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. See, Jesus had the mind, hallelujah, to do the will of the Father. That's why Jesus said these words in the Garden of Gethsemane, amen, when he was about to give his life on the cross. He said, Lord, not thy will, but your will be done. See, Jesus became weak in his flesh and wanted the cup of suffering that he was about to go through to pass him, just like we get weak. But Jesus did not waver in the hope of the promise. Hallelujah. We got a promise, people of God. And what the promise is that if we believe by faith, amen, and accept what Jesus have done on the cross, we shall be saved. So let's have the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. In verse 6 of Philippians chapter 2, it says, who being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God. Hallelujah. But made himself of no reputation, taking on the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's not waver, amen, in our confession, amen, of our hope. For he who is promised is faithful. He's a promise keeper. Verse 8 says, amen, in Philippians chapter 2, it says, and being founded in the appearance of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Glory to God. And the Father, hallelujah, highly exalted him and giving him a name above every name. Thank you, Jesus. How many of you know that when we be obedient and give our life for the sake of the gospel, God will exalt you and give you a good name? Hallelujah. Let's say that again. When we are obedient, amen, to the word of God, and we're obedient to God, and we give our life for the sake of the gospel, God will exalt you, amen, in what you're doing, and he'll give you a good name. Why? Because you don't waver, or you didn't waver of your confession, who you confess you are in God, and that the hope, amen, gave you an access to the promise, which is eternal life. Hallelujah. See, when we don't waver in our hope of our confession, amen, that we confess, and the hope that is given to us, it gives us access to the promise in God, which is eternal life. See, when we lay hold onto our confession, what we profess with our mouths, things happen for us in the spiritual realm, and we can go boldly to the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. Amen. Hebrews 4:16. Hallelujah. See, we can go boldly to the throne of grace when we hold fast to our confession, when we hold fast to our faith without wavering. We can find mercy. We can find grace to help in a time of need. Hallelujah. See, the problem is, amen, and I have to say this because the Holy Ghost told me to say this, that a lot of us, or a lot of people, are confessing and professing with their mouths, but they're not possessing the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's why it's so easily, for them to waver from the hope that we have in God. They waver in their faith. And faith, amen, is the substance. Come on, somebody. Faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Meaning, I may not see it with my natural eye yet, amen, but I have faith and I have hope that it will come to pass, and I will have what I ask from God. And I will not waver in my faith and hope in God and my confession that I am, hallelujah, a child of God. And I can have what God says I can have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. In the book of James, chapter 1, it says this. It said, if any of you lack wisdom, ask him. Ask it of God, who gives us liberally without reproach, and it will be given to him. Verse 6 says, in James 1, it says, but let him, amen, ask in faith. Let him ask in hope without doubting. For he who doubts, amen, I must say some of you out there probably doubting right now that God cannot do it. But I want to let you know that God will and God can. Hallelujah. For the word says that for he who doubts, or waver is like a wave of a sea driven, tossed by the wind. For let not that man suppose that he receive anything from the Lord. See, when you waver, amen, in your faith, when you waver in your confession, amen, you are like a man that's on the top of a wave of a sea, driven and tossed by the wind, being driven and tossed every which way. Amen. And the word of God says that type of man, suppose that he will receive anything from the Lord, he won't. Why? Because he is a double-minded man and he's unstable in all his ways. Hallelujah. People of God, we don't want to be double-minded. We don't want to be unstable in our ways. We don't want to be tossed to and fro. Amen. We want to lay hold to our confession, lay hold and lay tight to our confession of who we say God is and who God is in our life. Amen. People of God, I'm so grateful, amen, to all who listen and support this weekly podcast. Hallelujah. And this weekly podcast and word for this week is hold fast. Somebody should say that to themselves. Hold fast to the confession of my faith without wavering without being double-minded, for God, who promised, is faithful. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Before I end, amen, this podcast, amen, with this short word of encouragement, I want to encourage you to stop wavering in your faith. I want to encourage you to stop being double-minded in your decision-making. I want to encourage you to hold fast to your hope that you have in God. For if God said it, He is faithful to perform it. Amen. God will finish the good work that He has started in you to the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Know that you have the power of God in you. We don't just want to have a form of godliness. Hallelujah. I'm going to say that again. We just don't want to have a form of godliness and denying the power to change, denying the power to keep us. Hallelujah. People of God, now is your time, like never before, to hold fast to your confession of hope. And God, without wavering, amen, because God is able. Say that to yourself. God is able to keep me. God is able to do it seemingly and above all that I may ask or think. Amen. Do not waver in your walk with God. Hallelujah. Why? Because God can do anything. God can do the impossible only if we believe. It reminds me of a story in the Bible that Jesus was in Caesarea, and He could not do many miracles in that land because of the people's faith. They was lacking in faith. They was wavering in their faith, so Jesus could not do many miracles. See, when we waver in our faith, when we waver in our confession, who God, we confess that God is and who He is in our life, when we waver, it's impossible for God to do miracles in our life. It's impossible for God to turn things around in our life because we're wavering. Amen. We're straddling the fence. Amen. And our decision making, we're being double-minded. And the word of God said a double-minded man will receive nothing from the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope you're getting something spiritual out of this podcast. Amen. And I just want you to know, amen, that the word for this week, amen, is hold fast to your confession. What are you confessing today? What is coming out of your mouth? The word of God said, what's in a man's heart comes out of his mouth. The word of God also said, the abundance of the heart is the issues of life. Guard your heart, because out of your heart is the issues of life. So what are we confessing? What are we professing? Amen. And make sure that we are possessing the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, to keep us. Hallelujah. So I hope that you got something spiritual out of this podcast. Until next time, amen, continue to tune in, amen, as we build the kingdom of God here on earth, always lifting up the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Keep me in prayer, and I'll do the same for you. I want you to know, I'm going to say this again, do not waver in your confession. Hold fast to your confession of hope. Amen. Without wavering. Because God, who promised, is faithful. Be blessed. I love you in the Lord. Continue to lift me up in prayer. And always stay tuned. Where we here building the kingdom of God on earth, always lifting up in the name of Jesus. Be blessed.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.